Finally, it is Friday.
Finally, it has happened to me.
You know what should happen to you? You should subscribe right there, okay? Don't be lazy. And you get notifications whenever I drop this heat. My name is Teddy Mora.
Hola, I'm Melissa Rios. And today, we are discussing Offset Onset.
Oh, that was good. Offset. Offset.
Okay, so Offset has got a new job. He's actually a part of NCIS Los Angeles with LL Cool J, and everyone's super excited because he is not the first rapper to be in Hollywood or to be on the big screen. However, he is one of the few that have actually taken this role of not being your typical narco, drug dealer, you know, guy on the street.
That is key.
And so we had this conversation about who are our favorite rappers on the big screen.
Now, I don't want to dismiss Quavo, because Quavo from the Migos is also an actor. He made his debut in Narcos Mexico, but you were right. He was playing a drug dealer. Yep, Quavo was cooking up that Hannah Montana. But now, rappers in Hollywood. See, the reason I believe, that was my kneecap, it shattered. The reason I believe rappers have such good success in Hollywood is because when you're rapping, when you're on stage, you're a showman. You know, you have a persona. You become a different person, and I think it's easy to transition. And when we start talking about rappers in Hollywood, you got to start off with Tupac Shakur. I mean, Juice, Above the Rim, Poetic Justice, and I truly believe, if Pac was still alive right now, he definitely wouldn't even be doing music. He would be involved in politics, and he would have been a powerhouse. In Hollywood, he already was that. Like, people were coming with roles, like, to him. Speaking of roles, Pac was actually supposed to do another role, which was Baby Boy. That movie was made for him, and then it got passed on to a singer, sometimes rapper, Tyrese. And
he did a good job.
Yeah, he was all right. And who else was in that movie with Tyrese? Snoop Dogg, yes, who is actually one of six rappers who have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You got Snoop, Queen Latifah, Tupac, Pharrell. I'm missing somebody here. Help me out. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube and Queen Latifah have to be one of my favorites. I also like Ludacris. Ludacris has come out in a couple. I think he's funny, and it's like when they're rapping or whatever, like, you don't really see that side of them. So I think that when they go onto the big screen, it gives them the opportunity to show a little bit more of them. For example, in the interview that they did with Offset, he sounded so articulate. He sounded so good, and these are sides of him that you don't really get when they're just, you know, doing interviews about their music, and the music is all about, you know, rap. Right. And so you don't see these sides of them that you know they have, so I think it's great.
Listen, though, we're talking about rappers turned actors. Huh? Is there a bigger actor in Hollywood than Will Smith? Big Willie style started off on television, of course, with The Fresh Prince, and then has just became... He was the blockbuster. People put out films based on his date, July 4th. He owned that. I don't think there is a bigger movie, or was a bigger movie star for 20 years than Will Smith. And he owned that, and that is a rapper tonight.
And a lot of people are like, oh, Will Smith is a great actor, and forget that he was a rapper.
Yeah.
So the thing is you're sometimes so put in a box that you can't get into the actor side because you're a rapper. But Will Smith was able to break out of that.
Break out of that. And listen, we want to know down below your favorite rappers turn actors. There's a lot of them. We already said it's easier to transition for some, for most. Will Smith did it beautifully. You got people like Ice Cube, who was a hardcore West Coast rapper.
And then he did Are We There Yet?
Are you kidding me? The versatility. And also, I mean, obviously producing and directing films and creating franchises. And also, don't forget, Ice Cube was in that movie Anaconda with J-Lo.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Beginning, way back with J-Lo with the curly hair.
LL Cool J, put some respect on his name. He fought sharks.
Yeah.
In Deep Blue Sea.
Yep, you're right.
And Jinx.
Redman.
You buy me lunch.
How High.
And Method Man.
That.
We're just right giving you a bunch of stuff because it's Friday. We want y'all to just go ahead and comment down below your
Who's
favorite.
Who's your favorite? Rappers,
turn actor. Put some respect on Common, too. We forgot about Common.
Oh, that's right. El Pelón Guapo.
We look the same.
Comment down below. We'll see you guys on Monday.
It's crazy, right? Identical. So come.